This is Casey Phillips with SiriusXM's Road Dog Live, and we are coming to you from the 2022 recruitment and retention event put on by CIA, Conversion Interactive Agency. And we're at the Renaissance Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, and joining me is Tim Norlin of Rail Transport. Tim, great to see you again.
Great to see you, Casey. Man, you're the first smiling face I saw when I walked in here this morning.
I think I need more coffee, though.
and me both.
It's a little tough at 7:30 in the morning, but great to see you. It's been a little bit. We had the round table last month, which was awesome, talking a little bit about fleets. And we're here today talking about recruitment and retention.
Yes, absolutely. Haven't missed one of these shows yet, and this is the, oh boy, put me on the spot, I think the 19th or 20th annual.
You're getting old, man. You're getting gray.
I know, yes. Well, I have no hair to get gray.
Yeah. Join the club, I guess. But a couple of years ago, I think you won the honors, the Recruiter of the Year. Is that right?
Yeah, Recruiting Professional of the Year 2 years ago.
And now you tell me you're sitting on the panel to judge the new guys coming through.
That's right. Yeah, it's really cool. The previous winners, there's enough of us now that we decide who the next Recruiting Professional of the Year is.
Can you give us some inside info?
It's a human being.
That narrows it down.
Yes.
We got a whole crew, but there's a lot of folks that descend on Nashville. We celebrate the trucking industry by talking about how we can make the trucking industry better for new people coming in. I remember a couple of years ago we were talking about home time was the big issue. If you could talk about what you are seeing and hearing from other folks in our industry, what would you say is the number one concern for drivers these days?
You know, it's driver wages have risen so rapidly here the last couple of years, and that seems to be carriers, way to deal with turnover is just give them more money rather than fix the problems, the other underlying problems that are creating the turnover. So home time has been a huge focus for us. Drivers don't want to stay out 2-3 weeks at a time. We understand that. We've been working on that for a long time. But COVID really forced us to take a good long look at how we operate our business, how our drivers get home. And it's completely transformed how we operate.
I remember you guys at Rail were pretty much on the cutting edge of rerouting your lanes, making sure that you were addressing those issues.
Right.
From a percentage standpoint, if you could, how many of those types of routes do you have under the tent at Rail? Are you seeing a transition more to all shorter hauls, or is there still a robust OTR segment as well?
You know, OTR freight mm-hmm. is robust. OTR drivers, that's where the challenge is. Like mm-hmm. I said, drivers still want to be out. So how do you move that longer haul freight with drivers that want to be home every week or even every day? So we've been looking at building routes that will get a driver out and back within that five and a half day span so that they get good home time at home. So I would say now we're probably pushing 65% of our drivers are home weekly or more often than that. We've got a pretty robust home daily fleet now, operating regional business as well.
That's interesting that we're seeing the move from more OTR to regional. And back in, I believe it was 2012, 2013, we were talking with the folks at FMCSA, and they were predicting that everything was pretty much going to go hub and spoke. And so it really came on very fast that you're seeing a lot of fleets having this conversion more to that type of percentage, where almost two-thirds of the drivers want to be home, they want to be regional, and they'll get freight from D.C. to D.C., basically.
Right.
So yeah. Good that you guys are flexible enough to be able to do that and retool. How hard is that for a company? From the standpoint of the investment that you're making in your drivers to change things?
Oh, it's extremely difficult. You know, we were very good at what we do, running that long haul freight, and it was pretty systematic. Hey, this is the plan. You're out 11 days. You're home for 3. And, you're probably going to have to take a 34 out on the road someplace. Well, to all of a sudden say, no, we're not doing it that way anymore. You got 5.5 days to run this driver. Well, you can't run a driver to Phoenix, Arizona and back to Wisconsin in 5 days. I mean, barely you can. But so we had to reimagine how we're going to move that longer haul freight. And it took some brainstorming by our ops team to figure it out, and they really had to challenge their fleet managers and their load planners to do the same thing. Fortunately, over the last 18 months. We've gotten very good at it, and we're continuing to look at ways to move freight that allow us to serve our customers' needs, but also allow us to serve our drivers' needs.
I bet there was a lot of relay loads.
There are some relay loads, yes, sir.
We hated relay loads, man.
Oh,
when I was dispatching.
Sure,
was,
operations hates those.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's just stepping and fetching to
right.
get the job done, right? And,
right?
and that's what it's all about, doing what it takes to get the job done.
Yeah.
So with so many folks in recruitment and retention being in Nashville, obviously everybody's got their elevator speech prepared. Everybody knows what their selling points are. What sets Rail above other carriers when it comes to recruiting new drivers?
Well, you know, excuse me, the big thing we've had success with this year is two things. Number one, our home time. Because we're keeping drivers closer and we're running that shorter length of haul freight, we had a challenge in that the traditional pay plans didn't work with that setup, right?
Mm-hmm.
A flat cents per mile running a 200-mile load is not something that makes a driver happy. So we completely transformed our pay package as well, and we went to mileage bands, and obviously the shorter the length of haul, the more money the driver gets. We build in activity pay into that length of haul so that, say, a driver has a 100-mile load. We know it's going to take more than 2 hours to run that 100-mile load at 50 miles an hour because we've got pickup on one end, we've got delivery on the other. So we built in that time. And we've set our drivers still are paid by the mile, but the mileage rates fluctuate tremendously based on the length of haul. We have some drivers that are making over $1.60 per mile on some of those shorter lengths of haul.
Wow. Okay. So you call it mileage bands.
Yes, mileage bands. It moves up in 50-mile increments. You know, from 0 to 50, 50 to 100.
Okay.
100 to 150.
That's really creative.
Yes. Yeah.
So with regard to an average weekly, say a new driver coming out of school, they want to get, number one, I guess the question should be, would you look at a new driver coming right out of school?
We would, yes.
Okay. They come out of school, they get the job with Rail, they come in, and we're looking at the first couple of months' pay. What could they expect, just generalized range of income?
Once a driver is in the truck, they're done with their training and they're in a truck, they're going to be looking at probably $55,000 to $60,000 their first year. Now,
awesome.
A driver that's got experience that comes to us, say a driver that's already got a year of experience, you're $75,000, $80,000 plus. We have drivers pushing six figures right now.
That's amazing. So, and you're talking about also shorter hauls, more home time, keeping that pay up, because I think that the thought would be, well, if I'm running fewer miles, I'm going to be making less money.
Right.
What you're describing is a pay package that does not equate miles really to income. It's almost flatlining the income levels with more experience. Does that make sense?
Well, there is a jump with more experience. There's that component is built in too. So longevity, experience with the carrier, the pay goes up.
Okay.
Also, across all those bands.
I think what I'm trying to say, Tim, is that you're getting away from the peaks and the valleys. You're plateauing a pay package, because I've been in jobs where I was paid really big paychecks, but
mm-hmm.
then 3 months I got no paycheck. You know,
sure.
A commission base
right.
is no way to live. I remember how good it felt to get on a salary where I knew, hey, I'm making this amount week in, week out. And so with your mileage bands, it sounds like you are helping to offset those good weeks and those bad weeks that are based on the sales department and their ability to get a certain number of miles
right.
for a driver.
Right, yes. Yes, that we are.
Okay,
there's consistency week to week with the driver's
consistency.
Pay.
Consistency.
There
that
you go.
Is, yes, okay, thanks. You should do my job.
I don't think so.
Tim Norland sitting down with us. He's of Rail Transport, and we're talking about the 2022 recruitment and retention event. And so a lot of great things going on. Talk to me a little bit about some of Rail's policies. I know a lot of listeners like to hear about pet policies, rider policies, and those types of things. Talk about what you can do with Rail and what you can't do with Rail.
You can take a pet and you can have a rider.
Okay.
So, yeah, pretty simple. One dog or one cat is what we allow on the truck. And passengers, we allow, you know, age 10 and up on the truck.
fantastic.
Yeah.
Are there any specific geographical areas you guys are looking to fill right now?
Everywhere. No, it's one of those deals.
Hawaii.
Right now.
You need Hawaiian drivers?
Yes, I wish. I'll have to go out there and recruit. honestly, right now, sorry about that.
I've never had a spit shot, but that's...
You missed me. That's okay. That's okay. You missed me. Honestly, freight is so good right now. There's no stopping. I mean, we're growing tremendously right now. We've mm-hmm. challenged our entire team, including our drivers, to help us grow and meet our customers' needs. And obviously, the more drivers we have, the more valuable we become as a carrier to our customers. So anywhere across the United States, really from east of I-35 all the way down into Oklahoma, Texas, a little bit out in Arizona, Utah. We kind of stay away from that inner mountain area between Colorado and New Mexico, but we don't hire off the West Coast. But really anything east of, I'll just say east of the Rocky Mountains.
Gotcha.
Give us a holler.
Pretty easy. Paint that broad brush. That's
right,
good.
Right.
With regard to equipment, what type of equipment would somebody be getting into?
Red
equipment. Good. Red truck. We like them.
Yeah.
Highest selling truck, red.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, we're predominantly a Freightliner carrier. Mm-hmm. We've got Freightliner Cascadias. We do have some international ProStars in the fleet. We've got an international dealer right next to us. We've kind of transformed. We were real heavy international, and now we're more heavy on the Freightliner side.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember we rode up a lot of internationals looking to trade.
Right.
And it's a good truck.
They are good
Pro
trucks.
ProStar was kind of a game changer for internationals.
Right,
so,
right.
Good. With regard to the average age of the trucks, what are you looking at?
We had to hold on to them for a little bit longer because of the manufacturing challenges. So I would say our trucks are probably pushing 23, 24 months now. They were down in that 18-month range, but the new ones are rolling in again, so we're happy about
that. Gotcha, yeah. Well, hey, tell you what, 2 years old, it's just getting broke in.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Tim Norland, thanks for sitting down.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are talking about the 2022 recruitment and retention event from the Renaissance Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm KC in Nashville. We will be back on Road Dog Live. Yeah. I'm so good.